When I was a child of 7 years old, I have a vivid memory. The memory was of a family reunion on my father's side in Greenwood, South Carolina. Several of his uncles were present, individuals that I saw only that one day. The memory that I hold near and dear to my heart was talking to one of my father's uncles, looking up at his face, and noticing two things. One, the black spots that were on his face. And number two, noticing how bad he smelled. I vowed to myself on that day that when I got to be his age, I would never smell like that, and I certainly would never have those ucky black spots on my face. Now, this man was surely in his 80s. I am now only 62, but I have a confession to make. About a year ago, I looked into the mirror, and I noticed a number of spots on my face that were not there the year before. And I was also told by a loved one that my breath smelled bad. I thought to myself, oh my God, have I created just what I vowed to myself as a seven-year-old I would never, ever manifest? Am I smelly? And do I also have these ucky black spots on my body? My discovery has been that the spots are due to candida and certain therapies for candida have been successful in eliminating the spots as well as the bad breath. Candida is associated with severe depression, extensive fatigue. It blunts our life force. It is always, I repeat, always associated in cases where there have been extensive applications of antibiotics. So I simply raise the question for you today. Is it possible that you, like me, are somebody who also has an infestation of an overgrowth of candida throughout your entire body, as I have had? Those little critters get in every nook and cranny of our body, including the substantia nigra. Consider the possibility. Look at a picture of yourself taken 5 or 10 years ago and compare what you see today. If you see spots, I wager there's a possibility that you may have even more candida today than you might have had in the picture that you're comparing yourself to now. Robert Rogers, Parkinson's Recovery.